Hi there, my name is Glenn Grew, and I'm talking with Alan Levine from CogDog Blog. We're going to be talking about his blogging experiences from the beginning to how he's doing now with his blog. Good morning, Alan.
Hi there, Glenn. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk with you. The first thing I'd like to ask is, what got you started with blogging?
It was 2003, and blogging was new, and I was working as an instructional technologist at the community college system in Phoenix, and I really saw it as a powerful platform for content creation. I've been doing a lot of helping people learn how to use HTML to make web pages, and to me, that was a lot to ask the people. I like doing it, but for it seemed to free people from the burden of learning a lot of technology, and they could just write in a box and publish. So I started blogging just so I could understand it better to explain to others.
So it was more of a sandbox kind of approach rather than for reflective journaling. Did you do a lot of reflective journaling as you went along? Or?
In a way, mine was more about, it was less about personal reflection, especially when I started, and more about just writing up the websites I was finding that were related or projects I was doing. I was doing programming, so it was a lot of people, I know my friend Darcy Norman always refers to it as an outboard brain, which is a phrase that I think Cory Doctorow started as sort of, it's like a public notebook.
One of the things I found is that when you start talking to different people about blogging, what did you find, I mean, especially at the beginning, what did you find their reaction was as opposed to now?
Well, it was pretty new then, and it was a smaller group of people. It was kind of like when the web first started. You could probably name most of the big websites, which, of course, is impossible now. And, you know, what really flipped over for me was the fact that I found out people were actually, like, reading and writing back, and that made me want to write more. But honestly, really for me, it's just been for my own sort of tracking my own thoughts and ideas, because I can't remember what I was working on 3 months ago, much less this was 2003, which is 7 years ago. So it's really, for me, it's like a long record of ideas and things that I've been working on over that time period.
And Alan, I'm just wondering, at what point did you start reusing your posts and start going back, or did you start going back into your posts and taking a look at them and then starting to, you know, revise them or review them? And we're going to get a little bit of an interruption here for the conference, so I'm not sure how long that'll be, but so it's gonna, we've got about 8 minutes.
As you know.
That's okay. One sec.
I can't say I carefully went back and reviewed, but, you know, when I do go back, and in fact, I looked at one of my first posts for this conference, and, you know, definitely my writing has evolved quite a bit, and it's less, you know, it used to be about just like, hey, this is an interesting new web tool, and this is why it's interesting, and it's sort of like discovery-based, and now I tend to write maybe less frequently, but longer, and maybe put some thought into it. I still do a lot of quick blog posts, and now I interject sometimes some more, not deeply personal, but, you know, for Father's Day, I wrote something about my dad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I write about my travels, and, you know, now my big interests are in photography. I write for me, you know, and I like the writing process and publishing, and it's an added bonus that other people occasionally, you know, respond to it and contribute back, and it's that part about writing in public feels very powerful, because, you know, I read other people's works as well, and I get to know people I wouldn't have gotten to know if they didn't have these blogs.
So when you first started, did you think of it as a social networking tool? I guess perhaps not. It was more, as you said, an outboard brain, was it?
Yeah. I mean, the word social networking wasn't really around there. You know, I started, I'd been seeing a couple other people I knew blog, and I said, that's an interesting, you know, thing to be doing, to be, you know, sharing your ideas. And I've always been into, you know, open sharing of the work I do, and it just seemed to make sense. And so I generally try to model the behavior I want to try to, you know, cultivate in others to do. And you know, a lot of people in our business, they feel reluctant about putting their ideas and thoughts out in public because they fear some judgment of it. So, you know, I like, you know, being, I say it's okay to be wrong or to say something silly, and it's okay if someone says, you know, calls you on an idea, and that's what I want it to be kind of like raw material. It's not a finished paper. That's a different writing process. It can be a half-baked thought on a blog, because that's sort of the purpose, like a scratch pad.
And My last question has to do with roles. You've mentioned a couple of roles or hinted at a couple of roles. Have they evolved or have they changed? Do you see your role changing in future?
My role as a...
As a blogger.
As a blogger? That's an interesting question. I don't know what my role as a blogger is except to keep blogging. There's a writer I follow, John Udell, who works for Microsoft now, and he's got this great thing that I've heard him talk about narrating the work that we do and how it's over time it becomes really important. And that there should be more of this in all professions, not just technologies, because the process of coming up with ideas and the thoughts that we do are just as important as the final outcomes. So, you know, it's funny. I mean, I'm not affiliated with... I mean, my blog is just the thing I do personally. You know, my workplace supports it. I do have a full-time job. But it has, you know, allowed me to connect with this, you know, worldwide audience, and things have come up. You know, I've gotten invited to go speak, not because of the blog, but, you know, stuff I talk about. And that's the most exciting part, is being able to come to a place like Edmonton, where I've never been to, meet a bunch of colleagues like you, who now we have a connection. And that part, to me, I mean, the role about, you know, just continually building out your own network of connections says something, because, you know, it gets you out of sort of the confines of, I only work at this university, and sometimes in a university you don't talk to people in the same department. And I know when I was in an educational setting, I often had more meaningful conversations with people in my external network than my internal network. And that changes somewhat as more people internally started doing this part. But being part of this larger community is something that's really powerful to me.
Thank you very, very much, Alan. And I've been speaking with Alan Levine of CogDog Blog. My name is Glenn Grew. Thank you very much again for talking with me, Alan.
Thank you, Glenn. It's great meeting you.